uitwerken van de uitvoeringsbesluiten, de koninklijke besluiten, om die Kiwi Light van de motten uit te voeren.
Je lijkt niet echt optimistisch, maar nogthans eerder deze week toen ik je aan de telefoon had, zei je van dat er toch trends zijn in de goede richting.
Ja, met wat ik nu eigenlijk gelezen heb gisteravond, valt het me wel terug opnieuw sterk tegen. En hetgeen dat me het meest stuit tegen de borst is, kijk, dat Kiwi-model dat hebben we eigenlijk gelanceerd met de bedoeling de woekerprijs van geneesmiddelen te corrigeren en de besparingen die dat opbrengt terug naar de patiënt en de ziekteverzekering te laten vloeien. Want de noden zijn schrijnend en die noden nemen toe. Lijkt nu wordt gepast die prijsbeperkingen van geneesmiddelen en die 200 miljoen euro die ze willen daarop sparen. Dat geld, dat gaat niet terug naar de patiënt of de ziekteverzekering. Integendeel, dat is geld dat eigenlijk gediend wordt om de putten van de banken of van de speculerende bankiers te delven. Ja. En dat was nooit de bedoeling van het Kiwi-model geweest. En dat is eigenlijk hetgeen dat voor mij nu met de besparingsmaatregelen het meest tegen de borst staat.
Ja. Nu en voor het overige, de volgende programmamaker komt niet opdagen, dat is heel goed. Voor het overige, zei Magik de Blok, ja, had het vooral over besparingen in, bij de mutualiteiten bijvoorbeeld, die wel, want ze begonnen eigenlijk met te zeggen dat de besparingen in de farmacie volgens haar relatief beperkt zijn, dat er ook elders moest bekeken worden, en dat ze bijvoorbeeld over de mutualiteiten, klopt daar iets van?
Je moet dat allemaal heel sterk relativeren, hè? Want de administratieve kost van het werk van de mutualiteiten, die in feite ja, een beetje de transmissieriem zijn naar de patiënt toe, van overheidsbeleid en overheidsinvesteringen enzovoort, die administratieve kost, hè, die rond de 6-7% ligt, dat is heel wat minder dan de overheidskost, zo heet dat dan, die private ziekenfondsverzekeringen aanrekenen. Hè. Dus op dat vlak bekeken zijn dat relatief kleine kosten die naar de mutualiteiten gaan. En het is niet bij de mutualiteiten hè, dat het probleem ligt. Zeker in de gezondheidszorg niet. Wat ik ook schrik voor heb nu dat, met die nieuwe maatregelen, is dat, men die groeinorm heeft afgeknopt. Terwijl we weten dat de noden enorm gaat stijgen, niet alleen omwille van de vergrijzing, maar zeker omwille van de crisis. Dat brengt met zich mee dat er geen enkele ruimte meer is voor nieuwe behoeften te lenigen of nieuwe innovaties te doen. Dat brengt met zich mee bijvoorbeeld dat er waarschijnlijk ook geen ruimte zal gegeven worden voor aanpassing van honoraria. Dat brengt met zich mee dat, en dat heeft Mark Moens eigenlijk al aangekondigd van het beleggersartsensyndicaat, dat er geen medico-mut-akkoorden gaan gesloten worden, dat er voor de patiënten een situatie van tarief onzekerheid ontstaat. Dat wil zeggen dat de specialisten mogen vragen wat ze willen. En in die zin is dat verontrustend, want dat gaat natuurlijk al die besparingen en die extra kosten wat er nog voor staan op de rug van de patiënt afgewenteld worden.
Ja, ik denk dat we er zo... Nog iets anders. Ja, die discussie rond... Ja, discussie, dat punt rond die 4,5% groeinorm. Men laat het uitschijnen van, ja, boh, we hadden daar toch extra ruimte, dus we knotten dat af naar 2% en niemand gaat het voelen. Dat gaf dan de indruk dat er eigenlijk overschot vroeger was. Klopt dat dan?
Ja, dat zijn budgetten die niet gebruikt zijn.
Maar die werden dan uiteindelijk door andere departementen dan gebruikt en overgegeven?
Die werden voor een deel door andere departementen gebruikt. En die werden voor een deel geïnvesteerd in een toekomstfonds voor de vergrijzing op te vangen. Maar je hebt eigenlijk drie elementen. Hè. Je hebt, ten eerste zijn er schijnende noden die niet vervuld worden vandaar en die ook niet gelenigd worden. En die budgetten hadden we ervoor kunnen gebruiken om die te lenigen. De Nationale Gezondheidsenquête van 2008, dat was nog voor de crisis, dat is de laatste, die wees uit dat 14% van de Belgen gezondheidszorg uitstelt omwille van financiële redenen. 10 jaar eerder was dat nog maar 8%. Hè. De Liga tegen Kanker heeft van de zomer nog bekendgemaakt hoe schrijnend eigenlijk de kosten uit eigen zak zijn voor kankerpatiënten. Dat is gemiddeld aan medische kosten alleen om rond de 1800 euro per jaar uit eigen zak te betalen. Dus ze hebben een website geopend, kankermaaktarm.be. Men kan die verhalen zowel als de cijfers daar zien. Dus dat zijn schrijnende noden die vandaag niet vervuld worden. Een tweede element om die groeinorm te verdedigen is de toenemende vergrijzing. Dat is al genoeg in de verf gezet dat dat inderdaad meer gaat kosten. Bejaardenhulp, dat is vooral handenarbeid, dat is mensenwerk. Dat zijn de eisen van de non-profit sector, van de Witte Woede. En een derde punt is, en dat wordt te weinig mee rekening gehouden, dat is dat de crisis de noden aan gezondheid, zorg gaat toenemen. En er is zo pas nog in de Lancet een artikel verschenen over de impact van de crisis op gezondheid in Griekenland. En dat is wel heel onthutsend, die cijfers. Men heeft daar 40% gesnoeid in de budgetten van de openbare ziekenhuizen. De toegankelijkheid tot de gezondheidszorg is daar enorm achteruit gegaan. Je krijgt daar een spectaculaire stijging van het aantal HIV-infecties. De NGO's zoals Artsen zonder Grenzen, die hadden daar een traditie van straathospitalen om vluchtelingen op te vangen. Wel, meer dan een derde van hun huidige patiënten die ze over de vloer krijgen, dat zijn Grieken. Dus de noden gaan nog enorm toenemen met de crisis. Dus dat zijn allemaal argumenten om die groeinorm te blijven verdedigen.
Ja.
En als het dan een discussie is van financiën, ja, dan is het, en dat is dan de echte inzet van de discussie, ga je het dan halen bij die 1%, hè?
Mm-hmm.
Via bijvoorbeeld een miljonairtax, hè? Dan heb je middelen om dat te financieren.
Ja.
Zij hebben zich verrijkt door die bankencrisis. Laat hen dat dan betalen, hè?
Wel, we laten u afsluiten met het enigszins politiek statement.
Ja.
Dank, Dirk van Duppen. Nog een goed weekend verder.
Ja.
Bedankt,
dag.
Dag. Zo, ik weet niet, heb je nog iets toe te voegen, Jasper? Nee, wel, dat was dan de redactie. We zijn al iets over tijd, omdat Dennis er blijkbaar niet is vandaag. Dus wat muziek. En daarna de nachtmachine. Oh, daar is hij. Dennis is er wel.
Wakker zeg jij. Hoe komt dat gij zo laat wakker zijn? Hoe komt dat gij zo laat wakker zijn vandaag? Heb je gisteren wat te veel pintjes gedronken? Amai. Veel te veel pintjes gisteren.
Yes, 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 the strawberries is the not the food here in Milan. Welcome here in the studio. We are in Milan today. We broadcast from Milan or from Napoli. We are not sure yet. Hello, Simone Trabucci.
Hi, how's it going?
How is it going? Very good. And with you?
Really good.
Do you think... You kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
The guy from the Hundebeats Records is the kind of fucked up guy. What did you do last night?
Just drinking and smoking all night long.
That is a very difficult task in the morning. Yeah,
exactly.
You cannot mention it to the people in Antwerp.
Okay.
People here in Antwerp are very, if you talk about the garbage, are drinking and smoking.
Yeah, don't
they
talk
don't,
about
it. They don't like, talk about
it. It's like Napoli.
It's a little bit like Napoli, yes. A little bit. We have a guest today here in the studio of the Radio Centrale. It is the Simone Trabucci of Hundebeats Records. And tonight we all go to the wheels in the Brussels where the Peter Fengler organized tonight. And it will be very, very hot potatoes, okay?
Sonne im Herzen, ob stürmt oder schneit, ob der Himmel voll Wolken die Erde vollstrahlt. Hab Sonne im Herzen, dann komme was mag, das hilft dir verwinden den einsamsten Tag. Hab ein Lied auf den Lippen mit fröhlichem Klang und mach doch das Alltagsgedränge dich bang. Hab ein Lied auf den Lippen, verlier nie dein Mut. Hab Sonne im Herzen und alles wird gut.
Simone, you have a bunch of things going on in your life. You have the label, the Hundebeats Records.
Yeah.
How long has this been going, and why the hell are you doing this?
I really don't know what I do, why I'm doing this, but it's really good to do.
Yeah.
I feel good, yeah.
You feel good inside.
I feel really good inside. Yeah. Inside. Money, you know, there is no money.
There is no money, but no, that is not the problem.
No, it's not the problem, really.
You get the money back from the people if they pay for the records.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You not can only trade, because then no money comes back.
Exactly. No, I trade, but I lose money in that way, so...
You lose money?
Yeah.
So maybe this is for the listeners who just don't want to pay for the records anymore. And
yeah,
only
just
want
trade.
The straight edgers, yeah. And all the other people that don't want to pay. It's a problem. Do you want to play a song of your project? You have a project called the Dracula Lewis.
Yeah, I'm going to play like some premix.
Premix is something that is not released?
It's not released, and I'm in the studio now, and I'm finished my new album.
All right.
And so this is like an absolute preview.
You put it out to yourself or the other label?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, we'll listen, and maybe if there is the labels listening, you can always call in for this track. Okay, let's listen to it.
Doesn't work.
It does not work. Why not? We were talking about the vinyl, and you have the iPod on you.
Yeah, because I have also vinyl, but not mine, because it's unreleased. So I can play Wait.
I can play Wait, Tom Waits. You don't play the Tom Waits on the radio here.
No, it doesn't work anymore.
No? Oh, no, it is a very difficult task. But we see what we do. We don't have any rush here. We don't have any rush. We play something completely, completely fucked up and different now, okay? Okay.
Let's go. You want to smoke a cigarette first before you get relaxed and find the iPod? Because now it got lost. Where is the iPod?
It's here.
Oh, is that the iPod? Yeah. It looks like a little the phone.
Yeah.
It is not a phone.
It's not a phone.
Because these days you can listen to the music on the phone. It is really? Incredible. If you check
just
it.
Here in Belgium, not in Italy.
Not in Napoli.
Not
no.
in Napoli. Of
no.
course.
Of course not. You cannot talk about the phones in Napoli.
No, not talk about the phones.
Don't talk about it. Is there still the same problem there?
Yeah, same problem, and they're going to call again the army.
The army?
The army, yeah.
Who's going to call the army?
The state is going to call the army to remove the trash from Napoli again.
But why do they, poor people, have to solve the problem?
Like, you know, it's a mafia problem. That's the reason why you don't have to talk about that when you're there.
Can you talk about it here?
Yeah, I
can.
You're
going to be in the
no, there's not
problems
dangerous.
If you
no,
come
it's
back.
Not
you arrive in the airport and they listen to The Thief is Tight on Radio Central and they say, hey, why did you do something like that to talk about our city
exactly.
in the other countries? We look bad.
Exactly.
Considering Berlusconi, there is no problem. Italy has a lot of the money.
No, it's okay. Now we have like this really like... Maison, you know, like...
Maison. A house. You have a house in Italy.
We have this new president.
Okay.
The new president is really, like...
good guy.
He's not a good guy.
It's gotta be.
He's the real mafia guy. He's not like Berlusconi, he's a puppet.
Oh, he's the worst.
He's not worst. He's like, you know, like, he's the boss.
He's the boss of the family.
Of the family.
Hey, are you okay? You talk to me if there's a problem.
Yes, I remember the mafia there. We had a good time with them.
Yeah.
The guy with the red head hair.
The guy at the parking.
We went there and the parking was squatted by a guy with very big red hair and very big fist. He said to us, you cannot park here, you pay €5, you can park. And I watch the car, otherwise I wreck your car.
Exactly. Yeah.
Pretty much it is like that.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah. And he deserved that money.
And I said to him, you clean up the garbage first, otherwise I don't park our car at all. Dat zijn allemaal insiders, hè? Dat is speciaal voor de lieve luisteraarsjes die luisteren. Het zijn allemaal insiders. Let's try to listen to one of your tracks. The track we were talking about a minute ago.
Thank you.
That sounded delicious.
That sounded delicious. You guy have a very good taste in the sound. Simone, you went on tour with the guy that fucked my couch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Robert was really hot that night and he basically fucked your couch.
And nobody told me. I just hear this now for the first time. It's a pretty embarrassing story. This couch, there was sperma on it, spermatozoid.
I guess so, because I feel like it was really empty the day after.
You said something about it.
What?
You said something about it.
About what?
You said, like, it's not really polite, or what?
Yeah, I said, man, what's going on? You can't fuck, like, you know, like, my friend's sofa.
Were you saying this while he was fucking the sofa?
What?
Were you saying this while he was fucking?
No, I said that like later, because he was dreaming, and in the same time, I think it was like an erotic dream, and it was like fucking the sofa, basically.
Mm-hmm. I understand, but I think it's strange that he does this in my couch.
I know you can feel weird now.
Yeah, I can feel quite weird. It is a leather sofa, and you have seen a documentary about a fetishist that didn't want to sleep next to the boyfriend anymore because he liked the sofa better than the girl boyfriend.
Really?
Yes, it was a documentary. He was also smelling a boot. Let's not call it a documentary. It was an episode of Yambers, which was a very nice television show. But we're talking about Jaws here. Jaws is the name of the band that he plays
Robert,
as.
Yeah.
Robert.
It's a Robert project, yeah.
It's the Robert project. That's a better name for his project than Jaws.
Yeah.
Why name the band after a film? No? But we will listen to his record later. We already played it in this show a bunch of times, Be the Four. But now we would like to hear the song you made, the cover song you made with the Robert.
Yeah, it's a Germs cover. Mm-hmm. It's Sex Boy.
Sex Boy, like him.
Yeah.
Let's listen.
Are you ready?
It was ready. You fucking punk. It was a very heavy cover of the first of the song of the Sex Boy from the Germs.
Yeah.
Are you a sex boy as well, Simone?
Not really lucky, but like, yeah, not the lucky.
You
sex
wanted
boy.
To get the lucky.
I would like.
You would like to get the lucky.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Why do they call that having sex? They call it the lucky.
The lucky.
Why do they call that the lucky? Why you are lucky when you have the sex?
In fact,
you
yeah,
can be happy without it.
Exactly.
You can also be happy without it.
Can I tell you something? Like,
yeah, of course. We're not on the radio, so you can tell me whatever you want.
The driver, the taxi driver, mm-hmm. he started talking to me, and he said, you know, I'm a Bible reader.
Bible reader.
You know, the Bible. The Holy
Bible. I know
Bible.
That book, the Holy Bible. Exactly. I know that book.
And
never read it, though.
No.
Never read it. You have to read it in the school?
No. Not in the school. And I said, wow, I love the Bible. No, like,
you said that? Why you say that's not true?
And he said, he started talking about the Bible so bad, really.
Like and bad?
Yeah.
So negative?
No. So bad, I mean, like, really intense about the Bible. And it was nice, actually.
What did he say about the Bible? It's a brutal book. He said that?
Yeah, something like that. There's everything inside, you know?
Everything oh, you God. Need. This yeah. I think he just made up a cliche.
Yeah, he's a Jehovah.
Giovanni. Is it Giovanni?
It's Giovanni.
Is he an Italian taxi driver?
Giovanni.
Yes, Giovanni makes a lot of the sweaters. I know this sweater. He made this, and the listeners cannot see that. That is unfortunate.
Yeah.
You have another track for us, maybe from someone on your label or something you want to play. You have a very nice label called the Hundebeest Records. You have been here before, and I played a lot of the Hundebeest stuff in the radio here. You always have the covers with the cutouts.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a nice. It's a fold. Are you into origami?
No, I hate origami.
Why do you make the covers origami?
It's not like origami.
It is origami.
No, it's just folding. It's
folding system.
I hate origami. It's
fold
hippie.
The system.
It's hippie shit origami.
Oh, you're not a hippie? Why you have long hair?
Yeah, because like, I don't have time to.
Because you're trying to cut it.
Yeah, exactly.
What about the green? Will you put me? Wait. Wet is new band.
And now it's the end of the Sambu fights.
Ready?
Kort interludium hier op Radio Centraal op 106.7 FM. Lieve luisteraars, u hebben vandaag de gelegenheid om te luisteren naar een programma met Simone Trabucci van het Hundebeest label hier op Radio Centraal 106.7 FM.
What are we listening to? We announce.
Sound letter.
Soon letter.
Soon letter.
Do you say sound or soon?
Sound.
Sound. So like the stitch on the patches on the jacket.
Exactly.
Okay, let's listen to a track. You also do toured with him this year.
Yeah, exactly. In April, we're going to tour UK.
Again?
Yeah.
But you toured this year?
Yeah, we toured. No, we just have a really beautiful night in Amsterdam with Johan. Mm. With just one gig.
Beautiful night.
Beautiful night, you know. Smell the grass.
man. It's time for a cigarette. Gee, I really need a cigarette. You need one too?
Yeah, thanks.
Why say thank you if you can say hello? That's always the question. No?
Is on?
Yeah, of course it's on.
Okay. It's always on.
We have a little walk.
Okay.
Walk around a little bit. The strawberry cake is almost finished.
Yeah, it's finished. Why I am here.
Why you are here?
Yeah, because I want to invite you and other folks from Antwerp to play in a festival in Italy.
Yes.
In Bologna.
In Bologna.
In April. And it's going to be really a really, really good festival.
Tell me about it all.
Okay, the festival is called Peng.
Peng?
Peng, yeah.
Peng. And Ping or Peng?
Peng, like P-E-N-G.
What does that mean?
It's a Chinese Dutch name. Because we have a lot of Chinese in Bologna now.
A Chinese what name?
Last name.
Last name?
Yeah.
And you named the festival after one of the Chinese friends?
It's not my idea, but yeah, it's basically like that.
Okay. And what is happening at the festival?
The festival is in the main square of Bologna. And there's a big building, a medieval building. Mm-hmm. And inside that you have like big rooms, amazing rooms.
Beautiful rooms. Filled with pasta, pompini.
No, it's really about experimental cinema and experimental music, but we're not going to do something experimental necessarily. But it's going to be cool for a week.
A week long?
A week long. And yeah, keep in touch about that because it's going to be, I think, one of the best festivals of the year.
And who is playing in there?
Right now I can...
So far, who do you talk to play?
I'm sure it's going to be there Hartmut Gerken. Hartmut Gerken, you know him?
No.
He's an old guy, really good.
I don't like old people.
No, you love old people. And especially you love Hartmut. It was like connected with Sarah in a certain point, and he made a 16 hours long movie.
Okay.
And we're going to show the whole movie.
All right.
Yeah.
You're going to watch it?
Not all, but like,
you're not watching it all.
No,
you don't have the patience.
Exactly. Well, you can. I watched like just a sample. It was 4 hours long, and it's really good. Something really interesting. And then I would like to invite you.
Thank you very much. You don't have to feel obliged.
No, and Yannick as well.
Yannick.
And also Eva and Edith. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens between that magical forio.
Yeah. And in the past years was really good, like San Bernard of the Man was there, like James was there.
James Ferrari?
Yeah, James Ferrari. Yeah.
He made the new record.
Yeah.
Very digital sounding, I heard.
Very high quality sound.
Do you have it on your iPod?
Yeah. No, not in the iPod.
In the iPod, no? Okay, then we listen to something completely different.
Radio Central, 106.7 FM. Thank you.
Dat we toch met de motor vertrokken zijn. En allez, voilà de rijden hier met de motor op Radio Centraal op 106.7 FM. Het is feestelijk, het is winterbuiten. Winterbuiten, dat betekent het ideale weer om aan uw radiotoestel gekluisterd te zitten om te luisteren naar mijn zwoele tonen, mijn zwoele stem. And today we have the Simone Trabucci of in the studio. Simone, we're gonna listen to a track now of the Jaws, the Robert guy, the sex guy. That
Rupert, we can call it Rupert.
We call him Rupert the sex guy. Yeah, exactly. Rupert sex guy.
Rupert sex guy.
It's a better name for Robert.
Yeah.
Rupert sex guy.
Exactly.
It sounds a little bit... maybe a Russian wild man with a big chest. No? He's a small boy.
He's a good boy, yeah.
He's
yeah.
a good small boy.
He's a good small boy. He's like, yeah.
He's small.
He's tough.
He's a tough guy.
He's a tough guy, yeah. He's a tough guy. Yeah.
How do you know? Did you have to wrestle him?
What?
Did you have to wrestle him?
Yeah.
Did you fight on the floor, rolling in the puddle of the poop? Did you do that? You can tell the radio listener. I know the story already, but you can tell it to the radio listener. You swell on the floor and rumble on the rumble on the floor.
No, like his equipment was stolen by the airport police, and so it was getting
stolen by the airport police.
Yeah, by the airport security. Sorry, not the police.
They stole it.
Yeah,
his hair
in Italy. In Italy,
his hair.
His equipment.
Oh, his music equipment.
Yeah. So he was getting mad about that.
He was getting mad?
Yeah.
He fought on the floor?
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah. With who?
What?
With who did he fight and rumble?
No, it was like alone. It was like...
was fighting the floor.
Was fighting the floor.
He's fucking my couch and he's fighting the floor.
Yeah, he loves object. Yeah.
He likes object. He's an object fetishist. Like usual with the fetishist, they exactly. like the object more
exactly.
than the...
More than the...
Than the person. Let's listen to one of his tracks, Rupert Sexboy. Yeah. We'll be right back.
zeg. Amai, knap een track.
It sounds a little bit like the hip-hop. Is Rupert Sexboy a hip-hop guy?
He's really into hip-hop, yeah.
Yeah?
He's really into hip-hop. Yeah,
that is true. Unfortunate.
Well, no, I like hip-hop. I mean, certain
no,
kind.
No, you don't like hip-hop.
I like certain kind of hip-hop, really, yeah.
Okay, you like the Beastie Boys?
No, I don't like Beastie Boys.
Like the Beastie Boys, why not? Because they're white.
No, I don't like Beastie Boys. I'm really into, like, some Memphis stuff now.
Memphis 3?
Memphis, no, Memphis, like, early 90s. Memphis hip-hop was really good, really creative, I think, really.
I don't know anything about it.
What?
I don't know anything about it.
I can play something if you want.
No, in this radio show, no hip-hop. It's one of the rules here. We only play this kind of music.
It's been a hard day's night, and I'm living like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the thing that you do, it'll make me feel alright. No, I work all day to get your money to buy you things, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why you have to come home? 'Cause when I get you alone, I'll be okay. And I'm home, everything seems to be right, and I'm home feeling you holding me tight.
Yes, we almost delivered the end of the radio show. We were a little bit late today, so it is a problem, a little bit shorter radio show than otherwise. But we thank Simone Trabucci of Hundebeast Records and Dracula Lewis here in the studio. Thank you very much for the coming.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. We thank each other on the radio. Okay. We listened to a bunch of your stuff. The iPod is not always working because it's not the ideal music to listen to,
no,
the medium, to listen to the music.
The problem is the medium.
The problem is the medium and not the music.
And not the message.
Not the message.
Just the medium.
To say bye-bye, we have to finish this radio show with summer music because it's winter, it's cold.
Yeah.
We listen to summer music part 4, a guest teaching of by Dieter Roth to a bunch of students in Iceland. And this is the 7-inch that comes with the record summer music. Because 3 students didn't show up to the actual recording session, and so he gave him the 7-inch as the extra.
Dando al micrófono.